In 1862, there were several battles between the U.S. military and the Dakota Indians at Fort Abercrombie, North Dakota. Interestingly, what turned the tide of the conflict were Germans with cannons. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In the 1850s and 60s, conflicts arose between settlers and the Dakota Indians, mostly in the state of Minnesota. Lenny Kruger shares the story from Fort Abercrombie, one of the sites involved in what became known as the Dakota War.
The conflict was in southern Minnesota, almost 400 miles from here. They never believed it was coming until it got to Breckenridge, Minnesota.
Fort Abercrombie was just across the Red River in North Dakota, just a few miles from the town of Breckenridge, Minnesota, that was a target of bands of the Dakotas.
Breckenridge was the largest town at the time. The U.S. Dakota War gets to Breckenridge. They burn the town down. And then they attacked the fort on September 3rd, the 6th, and the 26th of 1862.
Interestingly, Fort Abercrombie was home to several soldiers who had immigrated from Germany and were sent here for training. That fact proved valuable in defending the fort.
The reasons that the Dakota Indians attacked the fort, they think that there's nobody here because the Civil War has started. But they don't realize these soldiers had fought in the Prussian Army, they had experience, and they knew how to use the cannons.
Five men were killed defending the fort in the battles here. We don't know much about the specific numbers for the Dakota, but we do know their overall situation was dire.
Don't know how many Dakota were killed. They take their dead off, and they didn't record their history. Most of their history is oral history. The Dakota Indians are being forced off their land. Kids are starving. A lot of bad things happening on both sides during that time.
There were about 70 soldiers and 70 civilians at the fort during the siege. After the battles, another 200 soldiers arrived as reinforcements, but the skirmishes were over. There was much more to life at this fort, though, and that story is next time as we travel the countryside at Fort Abercrombie, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McCrae.